Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast. The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Yeah, here I am. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Nikki Glaser Podcast. It's Monday. We got a full week of shows for you live from Tulum, Mexico. That's right. I'm in Tulum. Some of you know that. Some of you maybe didn't know that, but it's true. I'm here on a girls' trip before I kick off my tour this Friday in San Antonio. I think tickets are still available. NikkiGlaser.com/tour. I decided to have... And it's not really to kick off the tour. Like, yesterday we were doing a toast to, like, we're all here because Noah is here. She's one of the six, seven girls that are here, including myself. Each friend is just from a different walk of my life, and they all are going to be best friends after this. And hopefully, you know, we'll be doing this forever. But Noah is here. So glad. This is the first girls' trip you've been able to make it on. Mm-hmm. That I've been doing these for a while. And it's, this one's different than all the others. We'll get into that in a second. But last night we were toasting, like, the first dinner. We got here yesterday. We all flew in. Shout out to my assistant, Jen, for nailing, the arrangements to get us here, because I'm not good with all logistics. There was, you know, a guy that came to, our flights were all arranged so that we arrived in different groups, and then we drove, and, like, everything was just really well taken care of. And I'm so grateful for the people in my life that treat my life like their own and, like, make me feel very safe and secure. Noah being one of them, who talked me off the ledge yesterday when I was a ledge head yesterday. I was at the airport and I realized that I forgot pieces of equipment that I ended up not forgetting one of them, but I didn't do a good job of bringing equipment. I just grabbed a bunch of cords in the morning. I didn't pack until the morning. I was just running around. There was no fault. I tried to blame it on, like, but I was hanging out too late with someone who wanted to hang out with me. It's like, no, that's, you wouldn't have packed even if you didn't stay up until midnight or whatever it was, or 3 a.m. eventually. So, yeah, it all went the way it's supposed to. And there have been a few hiccups, but I did the thing where you swallow water and put your head between your legs and the hiccups are gone, or they're slowly going away. Because my friends are so positive and sweet, and they're making me feel really good and just great about things that I'm trying. I'm just in a negative headspace, in a place where literally Tulum is a special spiritual place that's supposed to be, it's like all my friends have done research on this place. I literally didn't do any research. Let me start there. I've heard of Tulum for years. Wait, I wanted to finish the toast thing. They were doing a toast and they were like, toast to Nikki's tour, Carlisle. You know, classically, my friend Carlisle Forrester is so enthusiastic about things that I'm kind of jaded about. It's not that I'm not excited for tour. It's just a lot of work and I don't like celebrating things until the work is over, even though it's going to be fun, like kicking off, like it's going to be happy and exciting. But I was like, no, let's not celebrate that. We ended up toasting something really like dumb. That was a picture that Kirsten took. I go, let's toast that. It was a picture Kirsten, my best friend since fourth grade, one of the originators of K. She is a trainer at her gym, and she recently did portraits, you know, where they put the trainer's picture on the wall at the gym. And she's a trainer. If you're from Kansas City, she works at, oh God, what's it called? She's going to kill me for not knowing the name. It doesn't matter. It's like the nicest gym in Kansas City. She's one of the best trainers in the world, probably. Pilates, extraordinaire. And she's reading a biography of the guy who created Pilates right now. Like, she read that in bed last night. We're sharing a room. It's insane that she's interested in that. But so we cheers to her because she showed us the picture and she like nailed this picture. You know, she's not like a model or like in entertainment, but she just looked so good. And we were like, that's something to cheers. And I felt like better about that. That's what this trip has been, is like just talking about real big, like heavy things that seem like have all the importance of the world, like this tour I'm about to go on, and then shifting and being like, actually, sometimes it's the small details that are hilarious and more worth celebrating. And it's been a lesson for me, and it continues to be. And we will get into that later. Yeah, but yesterday I freaked out because I had forgotten equipment and just hastily grabbed it. And I'm sure, listener, that you relate to this in some way of, you know, first let's say you get to the soccer practice, you were supposed to bring orange slices or whatever, and you had them cut and you totally forgot them. They were on the counter. And now you're telling yourself, I'm such an idiot. If I wouldn't have, I was watching The View too long, or like whatever it was that, oh, I took too long of a shower and then I curled my hair. I didn't need to do it. And so, because I had to curl my hair, now I forgot the orange slices. You didn't mean to forget the orange slices. You didn't want to. You didn't like sign a contract being like, yes, I can't wait to forget orange slices. You just did. Let it go. Nikki, yes, Noah did send you a list of equipment because she asked you, do you want a list? And I said, I actually said no. And I go, actually give me one. Or like, I said no, but like.
Well, then it's my fault.
No, it's not your fault. I said no list. I was like, I got it. And then I think you were like, I go, should I bring, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, we talked about it.
But okay. I only referenced, what I gave it a thumbs up when I saw it, but I didn't read it when you sent it. It was days before. And then when I went back, when I was packing in the morning hastily, I had to go to Walgreens right before to get my ADD med prescription. Turns out you can, because I was like, how will, if they run out in Mexico, which they were supposed to, I had four left, they'd run out here. Oh no, what would I do? Oh, I don't know. Go to the local pharmacy that's within 2 minutes of walking and buy as much of it as I want over the counter. It's insane that you can buy my ADD meds, that literally every time I buy them or get them in the States, I have to get a new prescription, call my doctor, have an appointment. For a while, I had to drive to my doctor's office, pick up a paper prescription, bring it to Walgreens. They treated me like I was a meth head or something. Suspicious, like you just feel bad. There's all this stigma around it. Here, it is literally like buying certs. Yesterday, we were trying to buy water and it was at this pharmacy. And I go, oh my God, there's my meds that I like freak out every month because they're so hard to get. I feel like I have to scam someone to get them, even though they're prescribed to me by a doctor who has assured me, you didn't trick me into giving these to you. I'm not someone who can be bought or tricked. You really need them. He works with me on that all the time, the shame of these things. He's like, you need them. I work on that so much. And then I get here and the water took so long. It was taking, we were trying to buy like 20, like water, like just the same water, like ring up at once and then times it by whatever. And then let's run the card. It was taking forever. And I go, it's so ironic that water is harder to buy than ADD meds. Mexico water is like, they were like, can we see ID? We needed a prescription for it. But that was wild to me. And I took a picture of, or I videoed yesterday, I think you could probably still see it on my story, of the signs that were in this pharmacia that were like, do you have pain? Try our painkillers. Do you want to lose weight? Diet pills can help you. Drink Celsius. No, it didn't say that. But the signs here are just like from a dystopian world of like, it's almost like a Idiocracy of like, pain pills can fix your pain. It's easy and fun. And it shows people like on a beach frolicking. And it's like, that is what, that was like the, what led to the opioid epidemic in the States, is marketing like that. But even the marketing that they did in the States back in the day when it was more brazen was not that. They were just putting their, you know, they were just, pharmaceutical reps were just going around saying that, giving pens to doctors and being like, we'll give you more pens if you, and more money if you spread this. But even they weren't going like, I guess they were saying like, you could be pain-free with our pain meds. It's just so weird to see pain meds being like advertised like they're not the, and I know they help a lot of people when they're used responsibly. I don't want to take away from that, but over the counter, they should not be. And pot is illegal here. And oh yeah, steroids. Do you want muscles? It literally goes, do you want to be, have more muscles? Try our steroids. Like there's signs like that. It's, it looks like you're on a set of something that like someone made these signs. I would get the art department. I'd go, these signs are a little bit on the nose, and can you just make them a little bit more vague? They're hilarious. So go look at my story for that. I'm sure you guys have seen it. People have been to Mexico. I just have never really seen something like that. Noah, you did. You were just so nice to me. You always are. I don't think you've ever once made me feel bad about anything or tried to make me feel bad. People don't make you feel anyway.
Why would I? We're a team.
I know, but it's easy for, it's easy for people when they work together to disappoint each other. And when you get disappointed, to have a honest reaction to that of like, oh, Nikki forgot. Like, this is going to be a mess for me. And just to even for yourself go, okay, well, I wish you would have done that. Like, to be annoyed, like, there's no, you're always just like, it's going to work out. It's going to be fine. There's always going to be a way. And it was like so nice and like just what I needed. And then became a very poignant, like that, starting my trip at Lambert Airport in St. Louis, texting you as I was meeting up with Kirsten. Kirsten flew from Kansas City to St. Louis. And then we flew from St. Louis to Cancun. And I was meeting up with her at the airport, like old school 9/11 days of like meeting someone at a gate. But it was only because she was only already in the system. And she was holding a place for me at Starbucks because I was going through TSA. And I was like, get in line. And I'm walking up and I'm texting you about it and going like, I forgot the XLR and the blah, blah. And Kirsten's like, Nikki, and like wants to hug. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I'm like going through it. Right. I like pushed her away because I was so like in the moment. The guy in line behind her goes, this girl's been saving your spot in line and letting people go ahead and like waiting. And I like couldn't even hug her or be nice. And then we get up to order and she doesn't even want anything. So everyone in line is so pissed at me because this girl has just been not even, it was like so embarrassing. Anyway, I was so distracted. I was in such a bad mindset. And then we got here and it got a little worse, which I'll talk about later. But, listen, have you guys been to Tulum before? Has anyone been to Tulum out there listening? Do you guys know about it? Because I had always heard of Tulum as like this place that, I think the last time I talked about Tulum with someone was, they were like, it's a magical place, really like earthy. And like you go there to do like mushroom. Like, it's just like, it's almost like, I thought it was going to be like Burning Man, but like Coachella, like everyone pretends like it's about like the earth and music, but it's really about being seen and being hot and like partying. And like, so I was a little annoyed at the idea that there was going to be, oh, I think the maid is here. Oh, Sarah Lena, hi. We're talking about you. Yeah, we're doing the podcast till 2.
Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Thank you. She said good job. She's so cute. That's one of the girls that we're with. You can see her on my story. She's a model and beautiful and lovely and truly one of the only people who's as hot as they are on the inside and outside, and it's infuriating. But also, she's off the market, so she's not a competition anymore. So thank God I can relax around her. I always knew Tulum as this place that was like young people loved. So I assumed it was going to be, I also heard that this town has been like ruined. The land is like falling off. Like Tulum's not going to exist much longer because it's been so over commercialized that like all the hordes of TikTokers are coming here and ruining the plumbing, ruining like the infrastructure because there's too much tourism and that Tulum is like going to not be able to be like inhabitable for, or like hospitable to hordes of people for a while. So it was like, oh, let's get in before it goes into the sea. And I also met a woman. How I ended up here was I met a woman through my friend Gleb, my ex-dance partner on Dancing with the Stars, who was like talking about how she helps out influencers get deals. And she was like, oh, and I go, I never get a deal. And she was like, I could probably get you one. And I was like, all right. And so she worked out a deal with this place called The Nest in Tulum. You can look it up. It is, I didn't, because I just assumed it was dope as fuck. And it is, for a different type of person. I just want to say that like, I am growing to love this place when I change my mindset, because I was thinking it was going to be like a resort with like a pool and electricity. And no, it has electricity. Like, I just thought there would be amenities and like really like posh, like luxury, because of how much it is. And I'm not getting it for free, but I'm getting a chunk of it for free in exchange for posting it on my Instagram. And I want to just say that this place is ideal for a certain type of person. And it's going to be ideal for me when I let all of my expectations go. And that's the important lesson of this week, is that certainly don't have expectations when you haven't researched something. When I literally did not Google this place or anything about it, and then get here and go, oh, it's a little more rustic than I thought. Oh, it's a lot more rustic. And it was a letdown initially because I was expecting something else. But now that I'm changing that mindset and being like, oh, this now can be like a trip where we actually do get away from our phones and away from technology. There's no TV to watch F-Boy Island on because I have a screener. Like, we're going to gather around my laptop and hopefully get a Wi-Fi signal. Now today we're going to do meditation. We're going to do some journaling. We're going to like play Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board, because we're bored enough to play Light as a Feather, Stiff as a Board. Like, I've been really... yesterday I was in a sour mood, and then all of my friends are like, no, this place is amazing, here's why, and they let me see it, and it truly is like a special spiritual place. And I bet by Thursday I'm going to be like crying because I'm leaving here, because it is a test of me getting away from technology and my creature comforts and my oatmeal that I brought. Literally, you guys, I brought like 40 packets of oatmeal just in case I didn't like the food here, and my protein powder. Like, it cost me money to bring that stuff, because no, it didn't. It almost did. Both my bags were 50 pounds. Like, I just got under it. And I go, oh, sweet, I can buy some stuff, because by the end of the trip, I've eaten the oatmeal. And but they don't have a microwave. They don't. So for me, that's a gift to surrender as someone with an eating disorder that likes to be regimented about what they eat and like know when I'm getting the food. I have to like let go and just trust that the food they provide is delicious. And it was. I had avocado toast for breakfast, which is the first time I've had something other than oatmeal and protein powder for breakfast in over a year. And I know that's crazy, but I didn't eat breakfast for a year. So the fact that I'm having anything for breakfast is a miracle, let alone departing from my tried and true oatmeal with protein powder, which is still delicious and I will go back to it. But listen, that's a gift. That is a gift to me, is that, and this whole thing is a gift. I'm not acting like this is like, it just, I had expectations. I was disappointed, which is constantly my life, is just expecting things, fantasizing. I get the thing and it's not what it lived up to. And then I'm mad at it. When really, if I had none, I would be so happy. And all of my friends walked into this with no expectations and they're all happy. Noah, thought.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yes.
I think you're definitely like on track to letting go of, negative energy.
Yes. But this place is in awesome. A really negative place, and it sucks when you're the only, and it's funny too, because I keep just roasting this place in a way, because I am someone who doesn't like camping, doesn't like the outdoors. I love being, when I'm paying a lot for something, which even though they're giving me a deal, this place is not cheap. And it's not because I'm like, I'm paying a lot. I want like,
I understand.
I just, the amount of money I spent, I just thought, assumed it was going to be a certain way, because why would anyone pay that much to have a kind of camping experience that's luxury camping, glamping?
That's
the
okay.
Thing is, people do that.
Right. And it's okay to be upset because you're not in the setting that you originally wanted to be.
Yes. I wanted it to be what it was when I went to Cabo with all the girls. I wanted it to be the same. And it's not. And everything in me wanted to go like, well, I'm going to leave and I want it to be this, and I'm looking at places to go and I'm on my bid. And instead of just going, how can I actually, you know, like my parents' trip that they got sent back from Germany to, and they never even went to Greece. I told them, like, something good will come of this. And so something awesome already has come from this, but something really good is on the way, because I didn't freak out and make everyone leave and go somewhere else because I wanted to be able to watch TV. Like, that's ridiculous. I don't even like TV. It's just like, what, you know, you just get in your head that you deserve something. So let's talk to Andrew about it. I know Andrew would love this place. I am so lucky to have such positive people in my life, especially when I'm the one that, like, just always is telling you to be positive about things. Negative things happen. Even if you're like, you know, I even said, like, if Marion would have died a couple weeks ago, I was like able to see the good in that and address that, like, something good will happen of it. If I'm able to do that with a dead dog that I love so much, how can I not find the beauty of a luxurious, like, rustic, enchanted, like, place that people do pay so much money to stay and have an experience here, and I'm being a little bitch about it, is just not, it's okay, Nikki, but it's, you can do this, and you can actually, it's not that hard to take something that people would love to do just because it's not your cup of tea. Maybe you can make it your cup of tea, or maybe you learn that this isn't for you, and you learn, because I just get really frustrated when I go, who does like this? Like, who would want to spend the same amount of money for a place where you have a pool and a cabana boy and, like, thousands and thousands of square feet to have in the middle of the jungle with, I mean, like, it is not, like, you know, I just, but it's because I'm not everyone, and there are all different types of people. And like we learned in the first episode of Ted Lasso, second season, people are all types of people. I think that was the quote. I don't even really know what it meant. It actually wasn't one that resonated with me deeply, but I think it might someday. Let's get Andrew in here.
Andrew!
Can you hear me from Tulum?
Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing
right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, Andrew.
Hola.
Hola.
How's Tulum?
I just got done talking about it. Different than I expected, but I am embracing it.
that doesn't sound positive.
No, you know me. Like, I have expectations for things, and when they deviate from my expectations, which I shouldn't have expectations because I literally didn't Google Tulum or anything about this place. I let my assistant blindly book it all. And I came into it. It wasn't what I expected, and it was jarring, and I was very, like really a pill for a good amount of time. And then now I'm finally embracing it and being like, okay, this is different. It's just the word rustic comes to mind. Luxury rustic.
Okay. What does that mean though? Like you have no toilet paper?
Ask me about it. Ask me about certain different things about this place. Like what?
Okay. Just is there a restaurant in the hotel?
Yes.
Okay. How's the food? Any options?
Actually, delicious.
Is it too?
I just had avocado toast. It was amazing.
It's not too clubby though. Like, I feel like Tulum is like the new like Cancun. No, it's not.
Right. There are clubs here. We pass them on the way, but we're a little bit more off the beaten path.
Oh, you're at the Moritz. The Moritz of Mexico.
Yeah, the Moritz is where we stayed in. The Moritz had a TV and like
there's
couches.
No TV in the room?
No, there's no TV. No, it's like, this is a place you go, we realized, on a honeymoon. That's why they didn't have any, like, I wanted to rent a whole like villa that had like multiple rooms and like a place, a common space and like kitchen. And they were like, no, we don't have those. You can rent 6 different rooms. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And I figured like one of them would have a living room because it would just be like, but this is a place that couples go to be like on honeymoons and like get away from technology, get away from everything, connect with earth, be one with nature. It's like it's in the woods. You have to like walk through trails that have like branches through, you know, it's like you have to hike a little bit to get everything's like sandy paths. It's really like beautiful. And I was just going from room to room and I was like, oh, this place is actually like gorgeous and tropical and beautiful. But no TV, no plug next to your bed for your phone. Like it's like one plug in the room.
Yeah.
Or vibrator. Last night, Kirsten and I, for entertainment purposes, when we were going to bed, we turned on her phone flashlight and projected light on the wall. And then we were doing hand puppets, like cave people, like you know, like we're entertaining ourselves with like, yes. And we were doing like, she was making me laugh so hard. I was so tired last night when we went to bed, and she was making me laugh so hard with some of the things shapes she was making and the sound effects. And I'm going to share them on our story because I don't even know that they'll translate enough to like actually be funny. But I literally haven't laughed. No offense to anyone in the room, Noah or Andrew. I have never laughed this hard in years.
Yeah.
That I was crying because she was making, because at first she was like doing dogs and stuff and she'd be like, I'm a dog. But the dog would look kind of fucked up because it's her hand and she's not good at it. So she'd be like, this is a dog with a like hematoma or whatever. And like just, and then at one point she made this shape that was like, this is just like an amoeba. And she was just like, she was making it like fart and make weird noises. She was like, it's just a blob that's like, and it was so funny, the sound she was making. And I was crying laughing to the point where I got mad at her because I was so calm. And when you laugh so hard, your heart rate goes up. And like, it was like I just did speed. And I was like, I can't go to sleep now because I just laughed so hard. I feel sick and my stomach was hurting. It was really wonderful. We've been laughing a lot. But yeah, it's just, this is a place you go. And also Kirsten was like, I feel like this is a place you'd go to like alone to like write a book. And I'm treating it as like girls weekend. We're hanging out and playing games and like making up dances. There's no room to make a dance. There's no like, that's not what this place is. And so now today we're just going to shift and do like, you know,
meditation.
We're going to whittle branches later and make a fire with a piece of glass. Like, it's just like, it's camping.
Yeah.
No, it's not camping.
Someone's
going to
have
like
the conch
beautiful.
Shell. One of you are going to die. You're going to, I think it's like by day four, you might kill.
I'm going to have an ego death. I think we might do mushrooms.
Oh, hell
on
yeah.
One day. I'm trying to find mushrooms because I go, let's lean in all the way to the spirituality of the place and just.
Let's go in the woods and
seems
find
place
some
where
berries.
You go to do ayahuasca.
Just start checking
what?
Out some different berries, you know? Figure
yeah, just
it out.
Experiment. What about you? You're in Chicago.
Oh man, yeah, in Chicago. I moved Brenna here. We drove from St. Louis. It's hectic. A move. She's moving
she
for her
that
life.
Much stuff though.
She didn't have that much stuff. She lived a little bit like a gypsy. She got rid of a lot of her stuff. It's like a sad thing to be, you know, moving a girlfriend. Also, she is. Whatever on her period, and I think it might add to the sadness. And but
we were just talking about this. That is so weird. It's great that Brenna finally got her period, but we're just talking about how young she looks. No offense, Brenna, but it's really exciting that she got it. No, we were just talking about this. How when you're on your period, and I've said this before. My old abusive therapist used to tell me, because I go like, but I'm on my period right now. So she goes, no, your feelings are real. Just when you're not on your period, you have more walls up. And so when your period happens, your body is like fighting cramps and all these things. And it's not that you're more emotional. The emotional, you're as emotional as you would be, but you don't have any defense for it. You're weakened.
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, we were in bed and she was crying and then I started shedding tears and it was intense.
Oh, someone cried with their girlfriend.
I know. We were holding each other and I was like, she's like, you're just laughing. I was like, these are real tears. Like I had to prove to her that they were tears, you know?
Did you do the thing where you wiped the tears on her face like you did in college with your ex-girlfriend to show how much you cared?
I would say yes.
You were a little bit proud of your tears though.
Oh, for sure. I was definitely, they're coming out of both eyes for sure.
Did you watch Ted Lasso? Is that why this happened?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay.
But
well, I actually think that's in the second episode. Never mind.
It was interesting. Then we, period sex. I know how you feel about it. I honestly, like, if I was going to be completely honest, I was a little disgusted by period sex. I don't know why it scares me. Maybe the blood, maybe an STD
blood,
thing.
And you have a fear of AIDS. And it's not that you think anyone that has blood coming out of their vagina has AIDS, but it's just like when I was operating on Brenna's foot and I nicked my finger, you like freaked out because there was blood. And like,
yeah.
I also had like was... with like yeah, you're scared of blood, dude.
So but we're on like day three or four we're both on it of day three or four to period, and you know the flow is
it's on you.
It was all over me. But so
she's on it and it's on you.
So it's interesting. Well, we have a white mattress where you could probably see the blood still. It looks like I killed a ferret. She was like,
why a ferret? Why is there like
there's
a
not
long,
that much
like,
blood?
Oh, well maybe a mouse or like a mosquito. All right, go on.
So, but it was just funny because what happened, and I feel for women because, like, let's say you want to go on this vacation to Tulum or Tulum or whatever, and your period is during this time, during your vacation time, and you want to have sex, and now you're stuck in a window of like, if the guy doesn't want to fuck on a period, now I'm have to fucking worry about, like, syncing up, and you're going to hate the vacation. So I'm leaving in a couple days, so we want to have sex before, you know.
Right.
And so anyways, well, so we had sex, and she's like, no, I think I'm good. And then we realized, you know, halfway
through.
Would wearing
a condom make you feel better?
No, I'm fine. So what I was getting to is, like, we were having it, and then it was funny. She realized she wasn't completely done bleeding, and she went to get a towel, and I was like, oh, she's cleaning me off. And then she just laid it on the bed like a G. And, you know, and then I started getting into it, and I started getting, like, animalistic. Like, in like, yeah, I like that it's dirty. I like that it's bloody. I like that. I started leaning into, like, I don't know, being a goddamn animal. So it's pretty badass.
Yes.
Yeah, it actually turned me on.
Good
weird
job.
Yeah.
I think you make a good point of, like, there is, when I'm on my period, I feel disappointed when I have to tell a guy that I know it's never ideal. Like, if maybe there are some guys that prefer it and they're just like, not kink shaming or, like, if you like it. But most of the time it seems like an inconvenience. And even if you are okay with it, it's just like, it puts a red damper on the whole thing. But, and then there are these times where it's like, oh, we got this hotel. We spent all this money to have, like, the sex, and now you're on your period. Or, oh, we have to say goodbye, and, like, these are the 3 days we get to be together, and you're the worst of your rag. And it's like, that's why I think, first of all, I guess
anal.
Blowjobs.
Yeah.
Blowjobs, anal. But then anal's a whole, if you're not into blood, you probably won't be into what's up there. And maybe that girl doesn't want that, and the guy doesn't even want that. So if you're someone who just enjoys vaginal sex and you're a little skeeved out by period blood, you just have to find ways around it. Titty fucking, jerking him off. Oh my God, I am so into
jerks,
hand jobs with so much lube that you have to put a towel down because you're just, you guys, if you haven't used lube to give a hand job before, girls, I hate hand jobs. I used to be so insecure about them because
why?
Because I don't know the right rhythm, and, like, a guy does it better himself. At least when I'm blowing someone, if I feel like I'm bad at it, at least, like, I can't see the disappointment in his face because my head is down there. But a hand job, you can look at the guy and you can just kind of see his overall vibe, unless you're closing your eyes, which why would you close your eyes during a hand job? But when you get it all, like, guys don't ever, and you're a dry boy, but I swear to God, a really, really lubed up, like, more than you would want. Because, and girls, if you're like, oh, but my guy uses lube, so that's not going to make it different. They don't use a lot of lube. And also, if you get the flavored lube, like Emily, Sex with Emily told us about.
Oh, the period blood flavor?
Yeah, that one's great. It's, like, very irony. It tastes like pennies. It's the, it's the old copper brand, but because they can't say period blood, but it's like the kind that tastes like copper.
Hell yeah.
And
sorry, interrupted. But yeah.
That,
so you get
that. I just really want to recommend to people. First of all, I think you just recommended, like, try to get over your fears and maybe find the joy in this thing, the rustic sex you're having. You're, like, finding the joy of it, of, like, oh, it's, like, animalistic, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm in the rainforest, like. It's animalistic. Like, this Tulum is, like, period blood, period sex for me. Yeah. Like, it can be, like, I can embrace it and, like, actually enjoy it as opposed to, like, putting up with it or
you have a
and having expectations
hotel,
of what it's going to be.
And I have a, like, rusty pussy.
Yeah.
A lot of rust going on here.
Yes.
It's
very similar, but I just want to say, I really want to recommend to anyone who thinks they have the sex game figured out, you like your sex life, adding, especially when you don't want to have sex or, like, you're sore because you already had too much of it, he wants to go again, or there's some kind of thing, or you're not having vaginal sex and you don't want to have any anal sex because you might think things are going happening. Break out the lube, get yourself some flavored lube or just lube in general, and give them a crazy, really wet, put a towel down, sloppy, like, hand job, and they will fucking love it. And you will too, because it's fun to play with a penis if it's that slippery.
Yeah.
And, like, and you don't have to use your saliva. And then if it's flavored, you can, like, lick it too. But I really recommend hand jobs with lube. Guys don't even know to ask for it.
You know what I recommend too?
It really makes them happy.
As a guy with a hand job, or that gives himself hand jobs, the problem is like, even if we go lefty with a hand job, it's going to feel foreign to us. And we're not going to hit the same nerves that we're used to. And you would think it would be better because it was different. But we're so efficient with our right hand or whatever hand you do jerk off with that you know exactly where to hit, exactly where to feel. So if I was a girl, I would almost jerk off a guy from his point of view from his face coming down.
I'm really sorry to do this to you. Do you know what I'm about to do to you?
What? Oh, you said this in a bit?
This is like my bit. I literally, Andrew, I'm not even joking you. We are so meant to be friends. The first time I gave a hand job was in 2000.
Oh, yes.
Summer of 2008.
I'm sorry.
And
yes,
I was
so
in a bathroom and I did it from behind because I thought it made sense to me that guys always do it themselves and they can, and hand jobs are the things that guys go, I can do it better myself. So I go, I'll do it like him from behind.
Yes. Yes.
I say, like, I'm showing him a new golf swing or we're doing an improv game. Like, whose line is it anyway? I'm like, I'm Wayne Brady. And I go, like, and then, but I really did use that same logic.
Yeah.
There's nothing, but the other day I was giving a hand job. Let me ask you this. And I said to him, and we're very like the person that I'm hooking up with. We're at the point now after we've been hooking up a little bit, like we're very comfortable about like, do this, don't do that. No one gets hurt.
Yeah.
No one gets offended. And I go, will you just show me what you do to jerk off? And he was like, I want you to do, he was like, no, like I want you to do your own thing. And like, I want it to be different than that. So that was an interesting thing too of like, I don't know if he was, because I've always wanted to catch a guy jerking off and like, I think it's hot to see a guy jerk off. And I think a lot of guys have shame about it or like, it's just something they do in private that are just, I remember Tom Tokar used to have a joke about catching his own reflection in the computer screen when it goes dark of like jerking off and like the face he makes. And I just remember how guys would laugh at that in the audience. So everyone, every guy is kind of ashamed of like how disgusting mm-hmm. you look when you're doing it. So I think.
Well, last night, that's how
think the guy that I
completed,
didn't want to show me.
I came to completion by jerking myself off. What I love to do is I'll have her, you know, masturbate to herself, and we'll just like look at each other, but not like, but it's still dark enough, not like
yeah,
bright,
mutual masturbation,
mutual whatever. Yeah, I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
mash it up.
Well, I love that we talk about sex so openly that these things are, you know, usually things you have to give a disclaimer on. Like today's episode has graphic imagery, but this is just another Monday for us in the Nikki Glaser podcast. How about we get to the news?
Oh, apparently it's coming up.
Are you looking for some amazing TV to stream? Well, sink into your couch and indulge with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. We're talking some of the greatest comedies of all time. Absolute must-watch shows. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the crew in How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother are now streaming on Hulu right now. One of my favorite shows ever. And I mean, don't you want to know how he met their mother? Then go back home with the Dumfies, the Pritchetts, and the Pritchett Tuckers in Modern Family. Then you can start over with the Roses on Schitt's Creek. And then see what's up in the Kyle household in My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. I mean, can you even watch all of this? We think so. Head on over to Hulu and start streaming today. Now we're talking.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
We started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing
right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption.
we're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard it here first. Yeah, you heard it here first.
I'm kind of jealous. I'm seeing you guys in the in this beach wear. I got to be honest, but I know you're having all the swells down there, having a great time.
Wait, you're jealous of not being able to see girls in beach wear, or you're just jealous of being at the beach? Like, you kind of want to see me and my hot friends in beach wear?
Yeah.
I got some hot friends, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you do.
It's crazy. Everyone's so beautiful and their best self here. It's like, and we just feel free to be, like, naked and
fuck yeah.
Free.
Yeah, compare pussies. Sorry, that came off strong.
No, we definitely will do that before the it's over. I think there's a pussy comparing tent that they have here.
Oh, is that bingo night?
Yeah, it's the PCT, the pussy comparing tent. There's a special one here, and then you put up a crystal inside of yourself. I bet there's a lot of crystal stuff around here. People do. Yeah, we're like the only ones here too, by the way. It's awesome. okay, what's the
all
news,
right,
dude?
First story. Pink supports the Norwegian women's beach handball team and offers to pay fines they slapped with for wearing shorts instead of bikini bottoms for the championship against Bulgaria. So these women, they have to wear shorts 10 centimeters yes. or shorter by the Olympic committee. Like, they're like, you have to show your pussy in order to play handball. And look, it's like,
yeah,
like you said, I remember, I'm thinking about like when you're
God,
like,
those girls have amazing bodies.
Wear a thong if you want to wear a thong. Wear a thong or wear shorts. Like, it's your body. You decide a lot or a little. Like, it's not, yeah it's the same kind of like
them to wear little things. Does that change the way they play? Even some, I was reading on Reddit last night and people were talking about, I don't even know if it was Reddit, but they were just talking about how, you know, watching gymnasts and watching swimmers and obviously women's Bulgarian handball, like girls are constantly adjusting themselves before things to make sure that it's not, they're like gymnasts, like their butt isn't hanging out. They're constantly adjusting, and men don't need to do many adjustments for their that kind of stuff. And if they are doing adjustments, it's for comfort. It's not for my body is showing and I don't want to be sexualized right mm-hmm. now. So a woman should be able to literally wear a head to toe spandex, like onesie, like Green Man type thing, if she wants to do the balance beam in that, because if it doesn't affect her performance.
Now, I'm sure some women will go, I'm sure some will be like, I like performing in that. It makes me feel more free. I don't have.
Great.
But you should be able to have the choice.
Just do what we want.
Yeah, just do what you want. Yeah.
Weren't they like molesting gymnasts and they let that slide within the organization?
Yeah, but they were wearing long. Decades? They were wearing short shorts, so it's fine.
It's so funny. USA Gymnastics protected, you know, Larry Nassar and abusive coaches down the line for decades and still do and won't take accountability for a lot of it. Yet they get all up in arms And this isn't just, I mean, I know we're talking about handball, but I do believe that there's regulations on what gymnasts wear. And gymnasts, I mean, Jerry Seinfeld used to have a bit, I was thinking about last night when I was reading about this, about how they should put advertisement on gymnasts' butts during the Olympics. This was an old bit, that like, that would be the best place because you watch the Olympics to stare at women's butts or volleyball. And it's like, that is such a not okay joke now. I mean, it actually is true. That would be a good place to advertise because people are watching it because it's sexy girls, tiny little girls that look prepubescent because everyone's a pedophile. But that joke would probably not age well, just like they don't want gymnasts to. And I think that's as soon as I was reading about like the discomfort of like moving your suit around, and that's why I've always been so mad about swimsuits for women. It's like I went from being a child who wore one pieces and never worried about anything. If I adjusted my suit, it's because it was just like uncomfortable. It wasn't, and I could jump in and I could dive and I could pretend I'm a mermaid and do flips. And literally I'm wearing a two piece top right now and I've adjusted it a million times because I'm so scared my tit might fall out in a way that my friend Andrew might get turned on in a way that he doesn't want to be by his friend. And I have to prevent the way that he like, which I can't control you. And I'm also feeling like I should put on a top while I'm talking to Andrew because this is distracting or whatever. It's like, cause guys, and you, if you were distracted by my tits, it wouldn't be like, because you want to fuck me. It's just like, it is distracting. It's like, why do I have to worry about that because of fashion? And honestly, bikinis were invented by men, and I do like bikinis.
It's funny you say that because I remember I was in a relationship before, and it kind of ended because another woman walked into a bar and showing her nipples through her shirt, and I stared at them because they're just nipples. Like, I wasn't like horny. I wasn't turned on. If I see tits, I look at tits. Like, I'm gonna look at the tits. And she hated that she caught me looking at the nipples.
And it was a dog that had just given birth.
Yeah,
so
it was a pit bull.
Of course it had a bunch of nipples.
Yeah.
And she got jealous of that bitch. And that was a bitch. yeah, I remember that. And listen, that I wanted probably at the time to be like, your girlfriend is fucking nuts. And like, that's such an overreaction. And why is she worried about it? But she couldn't help that she felt that way. You couldn't help that you looked at the tits. And she couldn't help that whatever that was made her feel unsafe. And it was based on past stuff, and like, it's just, I think that, and everyone should wear whatever they want and not care. And I love when women actually can be super sexy, and not, I've always been someone who doesn't want to show off my boobs because I don't want to distract men and have them sexualize me when I'm trying to talk about like my like bowel movements or something. Like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to turn this guy on when I'm trying to, but then there are sometimes where you're like, oh, I would like to turn this guy on because it'll make him stupid and he'll give me something because he thinks he might be able to fuck me because my tits out a little bit.
Yeah, the I don't know. It's like, it'd be funny if the Bulgarian team was like, all right, you want to see you want to see it all? All right. Like, they wear like the skimpiest, like, see-through thong. And they're like, all right, here you go. Here's all the pussy. You
Here's
want some of the pussy?
Or our, like, crotchless boy shorts.
Yeah. And they pull a handball out of their pussy, and they're like, is this what you want, Olympics?
Oh, my God. I just think the hand job team, though, the Bulgarian hand job team, should
lube
ask
up?
To use more lube.
It might hurt their
next
swing.
Next story.
I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Okay, next headline. Three potential ways to train the brain to release dopamine, the feel-good molecule on demand. So,
okay, hold on. We just looked at each other, and I think everyone that was listening just looked up.
What
and
did
just
I say?
Goes,
dopamine? Huh?
Well, no.
Molecule.
But let's try it again. Go again.
Molecule?
What? Say that again?
Molecule.
Good. There you go. Cule.
What did I say?
You said molecule.
Hey, molecule.
Molecule. It is molecule of me to correct that, but it is molecule. I think you have problems with the use, like regular. You say regular. Mm-hmm.
Mule. Lula.
What were you saying before where you were like, as like, you... Daring instead of during. That's not really a deering, but daring. Yeah. Okay. Go on.
I'm not good with yous or eyes. You know.
Or me. You're not good with you. You could say that, Nikki. I'm not good with you.
I love you, Nikki, and I miss you.
Oh, I love you too, Andrew. I miss you too. Even though I did walk in your room to get something out of your closet, and it was so. I can't believe Brenna saw your room. You let her. You talk about like having a triumph over like being like exposing yourself. The fact that Brenna saw your room, you should have to literally drink her period blood, because it is your room is period blood, like Carrie style period blood on someone's head. Because
what, that back closet?
No, your actual room. Listen, this is coming from someone who has messy rooms too. So there's no hate for me. It's just like, oh, no. I'm like almost, I was impressed that you let, it wasn't like I was like mad at you about your room or like, oh my God, he's such a disgusting person or something like that. Because I have my rooms like that. I just would never let my Brenna see it.
Yes, I get it.
But she definitely saw the room that you left. It is so, you have to take a picture of when you walk in your room, just what it looks like in there.
Yeah.
Just the way you left it. Tornado doesn't even, it literally looks like, it does look like the aftermath of a a scavenger hunt by wild boars.
It looks like if the cops raided my room looking for drugs and they just broke everything. And you know what I like about it too? Is
the four corners have exploded.
Yeah. I love it because I'm coming back in a couple of days. And most people want to come back to a new start. You know, I'm just coming back to a fucking disaster.
My mom taught me that before we would go on vacation, she would always want to clean the house. I'm like, we're leaving. What do we need to clean? It's like, because you want to walk in and have a clean place. And I've started to just make my bed before I leave and just do some semblance of back home. But your room is so funny, Andrew. I love you so much because of who you are.
I'll take a photo and I'll put it right on to our Instagram. On Nikki Glaser Pod. I will not
touch
it.
Video.
I will not touch it.
I want you to do a video of walking into your room, opening up the door, and then videoing around.
By the way, you'll love this. So Brenna's bed here is a crib.
Oh, that's great.
It's literally a crib. And so we were having sex. Like, I was like, ooh, your little baby.
Oh, gosh.
You're stuck in the crib.
Wow.
Yeah.
That really turns my stomach.
I know. I guess I feel like the way Noah's looking at you and what you said earlier, am I too old for Brenna? Is that what you guys were talking about?
Next story.
Yeah, I feel like that. I can feel the vibe in there.
I put a photo on Instagram and you said I look like
she could be my daughter, I bet. You said something like that.
No, we didn't say that. We just go, she looks so young. And I go, I assured Noah, I go, I know she does, but she is honestly she should be on this girl's trip. She's so cool. I want her in my life forever. All the things I told her the other day when we were saying goodbye, I love Brenna so much. She does look super young. And to me, because I know her in real life, I see the pictures and I don't see how young she looks. But there is this we were talking about it and it's not you. Men are just attracted to women that sometimes look like children. And she doesn't look like a child. She has amazing boobs and such curves and she's on her period. So she's not a child, but she does look young, a lot younger than she is, which she is already. She's 25, right?
She's 25. 26? Yeah.
She's 25. And truly, I have no judgment of her looking young or being young. I've let that go. But there is a trend, and I think it's from, that's why I got off TikTok, is that I was finding that I was jealous of 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds that were being sexualized and looking dewy and doing their makeup so they're they look hot. And I'm like, oh my God, there's all these likes. Clearly men like this look. And I was starting to think that children were the way to look. Preteens are the way that I need to look to get men to like me, and it fucked with me. And I just think there is a trend that is moving towards younger and younger, younger looking girls. And it's not because you just happen to have a girl that is actually super mature and does look like a woman that looks young in a picture.
Yeah,
that made us kind of have that conversation. So when you said the crib thing, we were just but it had nothing to do with actually Brenna. It's just she in that picture looked really young.
And I think because me and her will joke about it, you know, obviously. And usually the joke is that I will die tomorrow from old age, you know, when she's, you know, going to go get her MBA or something. You know what I mean? The joke usually is that I'm old and that, we are definitely aware that there's an age difference and that she can look young.
But I told Noah.
Yeah.
You are 25 at heart. You truly have.
My room is 12.
Have the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your room is, you are young at heart. And Brenna actually is I hate this old soul bullshit, but there's nothing about her except maybe some of the references I might make that she, she just watched Friends for the first time and binged it. But this bitch knows Friends just as well as I do now. She might not get some of the references, but emotionally and intellectually, she is 37. She's on par with me. And I think that there's nothing about your relationship that I would ever talk bad about behind your back of he's too old. Maybe in the beginning I was just like, oh, God, a young girl. But there's literally, I would defend you to the death of dating a girl that young and her dating you that old. I mean, it's more of, I'm like, what's wrong with her?
Agreed.
But agreed. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah.
No. You guys are so cute together. And I was just telling Noah how much I love the fact that she can love you for all the things that I would think that you would maybe hidden in a relationship before, or like your messy room and like your,
I fart like, so much,
your farts that you hide and then they come out like, and she goes, it sounds like you've been hiding that all night. And you're like, I was like, it's just like, she just loves you for
last
you.
Night.
It's
I
really
had
nice.
One of the funniest
Have
things.
You guys said I love you?
Not yet. And
okay. Okay.
But it's coming. I feel,
yeah.
But I probably
That's
shouldn't
exciting.
Even say that.
We'll hear about tomorrow. I guarantee you we'll hear about tomorrow. Oh, you froze.
Am I here now? So,
oh yeah, you're here.
The funniest moment, and I don't know if I'll ask to take this out later, but I probably not. So we were having sex and she had a queef because of sex, you know, and she couldn't like stand up fully.
Oh my God, I've had so many queefs recently. Like
without
literally someone farted yesterday. I was like, that reminded me of my sex life.
So yeah, so she had a queef and so to make her feel better, I farted. So she was queefing when I was farting. Like, and it was such
a... I love that. I farted so much because I fart when I come. Sometimes, like, it just, like, pushes air out of it. There's not even, like, a smell fart. And queefs aren't, like, a smell.
Yes.
They're just a sound, you know, of air. And it's so embarrassing because it makes that sound. And the person I've been, like, hooking up with was just, like, that... Usually we would just like ignore it, or in past relationships I've ignored those sounds and we act like they don't happen. But he like was like, that just happened because you're such a whore, or like such a dirty whore. He like turned it into like I literally like farted out of my butt, like gross, you know. And he goes, don't worry. And I go, oh, da, 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 da. Like I was like, oh my God, whatever you're doing is going to make me like fart a lot. And I was like scared. And he was just like, no, you're farting because you're a filthy whore. And I was just like, oh, okay, you took this thing that is filthy and made it like a good thing. And it, you know, maybe that won't work for everyone, but I felt like you farted to make her feel better. I felt instantly better. And I hope we get to keep that in, but definitely do talk to her if she's okay with that being in. But I just want to say,
yeah, she'll be
no
fine.
Shame in queefing or farting or like shitting anything ever. And I love that story. That's so cute. Let's get to an actual next news story because we are running out of
all
time.
Right. A 23-year-old influencer. Uh-oh. Maybe another ledge head. Possibly. Foreshadowing. Mm. A crane operator plunged 160 feet to her death while live streaming a video to her followers from a cabin of a crane in China. Second one in China. Second ledge head to the death. We got to stop these ledge heads. I mean, it's getting...
So she was a crane operator at 23? That's really impressive.
And she doesn't...
I mean, I guess that's an age that you...
She doesn't look like a... Like, her whole thing was, is she worked, you know, for a crane, and she looked like she, like, was like a 14-year-old who, like, couldn't drive a car, but she was, like...
Hot.
Yeah, it was kind of... Yeah.
She's, like, a cute little girl. Yeah, and she was in a crane, and then she fell out of the crane and then live-streamed her death.
Yeah.
How many people saw it?
Over 100,000.
No way. Really?
Yeah.
She was like a really famous person.
She was speaking
then. That's a lot of
people. Blurry equipment whizzing past the ledge. Like literally like had it to the... Yeah. So for you ledge heads out there, just stop. It's not worth it.
Yeah. There's the things you do when, you know, sometimes you feel invincible. Like have you ever been filming something on and it's happening, like if we go to a concert, you know, and you are filming the person on stage, you're one of those people that's filming the concert, and you look at your phone screen, even though it's in front of you, you become like, you forget you're even there and that there are consequences to your actions there.
Yes.
We get so removed. The other day, my mom was filming me playing guitar and she was holding, and she was just watching her phone. And I go, do you know you can watch me? Like you can look up, we can just put it on a thing and you could just watch me. And she's like, I like watching the phone. I'm like, yeah, she's not even like, you're not like present. Like that happens. I totally, that happens to me in such little ways of like not falling to my death in a crane, but just being, because I'm filming something, the rules don't apply.
Yeah,
or something.
For sure.
Gravity doesn't apply.
Or if
so,
like there's a fight
RIP.
On the street, or if there's, you know, I bet you, you know, camera phones weren't quite as big, like 9/11, like people probably would have went up to the building and like been like, oh, you know, like,
yep.
You just feel detached from it. And it's
got
like,
a lot
no,
of
it's still reality.
9/11. That was not a good joke. Okay. So,
we could leave that in.
What I do want to say though, is we should probably have a segment for like Ledgehead of the Week, because this is going to keep happening. Or just like, you know, dumb. And I don't like to say the Darwin Award of like, you're stupid, because this girl, she could operate a crane. To get that job, you're not dumb. It's just a moment. It's just like everyone can have a dumb moment. Let's get to Why Do I Care?
Why do I care?
All right. Ben Affleck rubs J-Lo's bottom in a very raunchy display on a $130 million mega yacht in Saint-Tropez. Yep. 19
they're,
years
they're recreating
later.
The video. This is, I just did Busy Phillips's podcast. Her co-host, Cassie St. Ange, on Instagram posted before this shot was taken. She said, listen, I have been paying attention. Everything that they're doing is like of a still image. Like they're recreating images from the music video they did 20 years ago. It's the 20th anniversary coming up. They're going to do a reprise of this video. She goes, if all of these are predictions are right, tomorrow they will be on a yacht somewhere and he will rub her butt. And then it happened. It's like, oh, they're recreating the video and they're going to release a video. And it doesn't mean their relationship isn't real. It's just a little fun thing for them to do. If you look at these pictures of them on a yacht, there's tons of them. It looks so boring. They are alone on this yacht. And it reminds me of being, this is why I care about this. I was looking at them on this yacht. It's just them like hanging out. And and being in Tulum at this place, like if you were to come here as a couple, there's like nothing to do. Like it's just a place for like, there's something about honeymoons that really stress me out, because you go from like all of your friends and family having this great time to then alone with your husband and like, no work, no phones, no, or like you can have phones and stuff, but you're supposed to be off them and like relaxing. And it's like, it's a lot of pressure for one other person to like entertain you and to like be your everything to start off your life. It's like just, it's so much time.
Because
alone.
You also feel like if you're on your honeymoon and it's like, okay, I'm just going to go on TikTok for 3 hours, or I'm going to go read a book and not pay attention. Like you feel so much like stress to have to pay attention to them. Like there can't be any down moments of like, no,
but
this
really
is...
you're both wanting that to go. Recently, you know, hanging out with this person that I've just been like hooking up with, there'll be times where like we are done hooking up or whatever, and we're just like talking and I'm like, I want to be on my phone so fucking bad. And then I just go, can we just like be on our phones for a little bit? And he's like, yeah. It's like, do you ever do that with Brenna?
Yes.
Because like, I know sometimes she goes to bed and then you feel bad like still being on your phone, staying up. Like she's going to bed, so it must be like time to sleep, blow out the candle, and like we both go to bed like farmers.
She,
but like,
she definitely is less of a addicted to her phone than I am. So I think sometimes when we're together, I'm like two on my phone. And like if she's like, if I see your screen is green, I get a little angry because it means I'm watching golf videos. It's like the grass.
Oh, right. I thought there was like a dating app that's green.
It's probably
you're
worse.
You're obsessed with golf.
Yeah, obsessed. Obsessed.
You know that I told her, though, that your obsession with golf is linked to her.
Yes.
Link. Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
the link
and
course,
I, it
yeah.
absolutely is. When someone has an obsession like that, it does get annoying where you're just like, oh, like that's so funny that her seeing the green on your face, like the reflection of green and hearing a boring guy's voice will like make her feel angry. Like, yeah, I get it. It's just, and the fact that when you hold her, sometimes you're like working on your swing. Like,
yeah.
Is that a thing that happens?
Yeah, we had sex and I was practicing my swing behind her back. And I thought I was being smooth, but I wasn't. And
it's so funny.
She called me out on the swing. And yeah, so I mean, I'm not going to be doing that anymore. I'm not going to, at least not the, you know, five
the worst
iron.
The thing is, he saw the show Sex Life. We all watched it together, the first episode. The husband and the wife are having, like, you know, married sex, the worst version of it. She's really horny. He's just going through the motions. He's trying to watch the game as she's riding him. He's, like, looking past her at the game. And it's like, I don't want someone to suppress that if they want to watch the game. I'd rather you just be honest with me and say, I want to watch the game. And I go, okay, well, let's deal with that. Like, and, you know, the argument in the breakup between Jennifer Aniston when she's like, you never do the dishes. And he's like, I did the dishes. And she's like, but you didn't want to do the dishes. I want you to want to do the dishes. Like, why would I want to do the dishes? And it's like, I don't want you to have sex with me unless you want to have sex with me. But sometimes I want to have sex and you want to watch the game. It's like, okay, how do we both get what we want and not suppress? Like, I just never want someone to have another agenda without telling me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's control-y, though, because people are allowed to have secrets and I should be okay with that.
But I think fucking while the game is on can be hot.
Getting jealous, like thinking you're on a dating app. Because usually when a guy is up at night and has the phone off the bed trying to hide it or goes to the bathroom to be on his phone, he's cheating. But you're just
watching
guys on TikTok tell you how to perfect your fade.
But I'm rock hard, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's most of
it. We tried watching porn for the... Oh, sorry.
Oh, you tried watching porn?
Yeah, together for the first time. And I just... I was laughing hysterically at watching porn. I couldn't get into it.
Maybe you didn't pick the right video.
We tried a lot of different things.
Why were you laughing?
I don't know. It's just so funny to me for some reason, because I think maybe because I just had anxiety about having to be horny at that moment. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, instead of just being whatever it was.
Yeah, I couldn't
the expectations.
Yeah, probably that's what it was.
All right, let's get to top one, bottom one. You know what it is? It's Monday, everyone. So we do the best and the worst of a category. And today's is themed because of this vacation and this resort I'm staying at, the Rustic Resort, the Nest in Tulum, which look into it. It's definitely up alleys of some people in a very specific way, and it's about to be up mine. We're talking about what's the category, Noah?
We're going to talk about hotel experiences.
Top one, bottom one, hotel experiences. Andrew, would you like to kick us off?
So top or bottom?
We always start bottom, you know that.
Okay. I didn't know if we were switching it up. Bottom one is...
Why would we do that?
Sometimes you switch positions, that's all.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
Okay. Keep them guessing. Yeah. Bottom one. I was in a motel off the...
Are we watching porn?
Huh?
We're just giggling for no reason. You're giggling for no reason. Are you watching porn?
I don't know why. It's just giggly to me. I don't know. I'm just giggly today. I'm sweaty. It's hot in this room. So I failed miserably in LA. I had the mild overdose in New Orleans. It's all a long story. But long story short... I left LA to go back to Florida completely defeated and in a ton of debt. And we had a certain amount of money. Me and my little brother were going to drive across the country and play golf like five different times. And we ended up spending all our money on one golf course called the Phoenician in like Arizona. And then we stayed in a motel off the highway outside San Antonio because we like had no money left. And it was just a shit. It was like one of those, you know, those motels where you drive by, it's just an old pickup truck is the only car in the whole parking lot.
Yeah.
And it has like three wheels. So the guy's like probably dead inside there. That's what the motel was like.
Oh
and
my God.
I was like, we're going to get stabbed here. It was like, you sleep with one eye open. And I'm like, this is where my life, like it kind of just been like, it kind of hit me. I just remember just being like, this is my like life. Like I'm this motel right now. You know what I mean? Like
right.
I just felt
it was just so representative of where it was a place that people go to probably have prostitutes or do drugs.
Yeah, and I'm on a road trip with my brother trying to be like a good role model, older brother, and here I am driving back because I had a mild cocaine overdose and I've lost all my money and I need to move back home. As a failure.
Andrew, I'm so glad you got through that.
So
it honestly could have killed you.
Yeah, probably. But we got through and the motel, surprisingly, you had a decent sleep.
Oh, all right. My worst hotel experience was when I was opening for John Caparulo on the road. He got me a college. He was doing a college, it was in Charlotte. For some reason I got in my head that it was in Augusta. I don't know why. I just thought Augusta booked I was broke at the time. Couldn't afford anything. So in Augusta, they had like a, Priceline got
Augusta,
a thing.
Augusta, Georgia?
Yes. I did. I don't know what I was thinking, but somehow wires got crossed and I thought I was supposed to do a show with Charlotte. First of all, I also got the week wrong. So it was the weekend before I flew to Augusta, which is the wrong city. The wrong weekend.
From LA
no
or
money.
New York? From LA or New York.
From New York.
Oh, but
flew
still.
There.
Yeah.
Took a cab that was like $65, like, when I was fucking broke as shit, to a hotel, got there and realized like on the way there that the gig wasn't happening and it was a week too soon. Like I was just an idiot and got there, stayed at this America's Best in Augusta, Georgia. It was the seediest place I've ever stayed at. I tried to order a pizza because it was the only thing that would deliver to there. They wouldn't come to the area because it was such a terrible area. They don't deliver there because they've been mugged so many times delivering pizzas to that place. There was only a Wendy's to walk to. Once I got dark, there was like gang activity. Like it was one of the ones that like the door opens to the parking lot. It was very, very dangerous. I was like so out of place. And it was just one of those weekends where I was like,
wait, when did you realize, why were you there? So you had to wait till your flight came back?
No, sorry, just the day. Like it was, just the night.
Okay, but then when did you realize you were in the wrong city on the wrong weekend?
I think on the way there or like, oh, when I landed and there wasn't someone there to pick me up from the college.
Oh my God.
It was terrible. It was so terrible. It was honestly the worst time of my life. I was still drinking. I think I was just like a mess. I was so broke. I didn't even have a computer. My phone was in that position where like, you know, back in like 2011, like the phone chargers, like you had to like, sometimes you would have to bend them a certain way for them to get a charge. And so you'd wrap the cord in a certain way that would make the charger bend so that it would pick up the charge. So my phone could only charge if the cord was wrapped tightly so they would bend a certain, it was like, just life was hell. And I had to eat fucking Wendy's chili and it was terrible. That was a ledgehead
poppy move if I've ever heard one, I'll tell you.
Oh, it was the biggest poppy move of my life. It was like kind of a skidding to a bottom. Noah, what was your worst?
Okay, so during Hurricane Sandy, I was working in radio and I had to stay in the city during the hurricane. And I just found this like midtown hotel and it was the creepiest hotel. It was just like a very thin hotel room, a very thin hotel. And the elevator was one of those pulley elevators. It was all wooden and it had like that gate door.
Is this one of your scary movies you watch?
No, this is for real. And someone had to like pull the elevator up and then it opened up and the hotel room had this disgusting like green carpet that looked like AstroTurf. The walls had this like really creepy wallpaper that I'm sure it was blood splatter on them. It was the most disgusting thing and there was a pubic hair in the sheets.
Okay, I think this is like a very common thing with like disgusting hotels can be so horrifying. There can be hotels already are disgusting when you do the blacklight thing, but like a hotel that isn't being well cared for and it's just a place where people go to have sex and then check or do drugs. This is definitely one of those. We definitely need to get listeners to send in the creepiest, weirdest things they've seen at hotels I think that we would get some amazing stories because I couldn't even pick a bottom one because there were so many bad ones. Let's go around the horn and say our best story.
I do
story.
Love how
Andrew.
It's always just one pubic hair. Like, why isn't it like 70?
I don't even mind pubic hair. Like, I just go, okay, whatever. I just can't. Yeah. I can't, like, call down. I don't want to change rooms and deal with this. So I just, like, brush it off. Oh, and
I've eaten at Taco Bell and a bug was... Something moved after I took it out of my mouth and I just kept eating the taco. Like
pubic lice was in your food and you were like, it's fine. There's enough hair in your taco that pubic lice had set up shop.
Look, it got me ready to fuck on our
my
period.
My dad loves, yeah. There's some joke my dad loves that he says he came up with, but he says that like, because he was like, you know, scabies, they're an endangered species because their habitat's being destroyed. Like he thinks that's a really good joke because women shave their pussies now. Like there's deforestation. So like they're on the endangered species list. And I'm like, that's not a bad joke.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Like they're a threatened species. But, you know, he always goes like, you know what I said? I'm like, yes, I know. It's like a rainforest deforested. Okay, Dad.
Yeah, in Cincinnati.
I love you too. All right. So Andrew, best hotel experience.
Best hotel experience with three buddies, guys trip, Canada. We randomly, because of a snowstorm, we stayed in a couple extra days and we stayed at this hotel called the Chateau Fairmont, which was a hotel that's literally on a glacier lake outside of a place called Lake Louise. And it was absolutely gorgeous. We skied all day. We ate fondue together, just four men eating fondue, feeding each other. And then we actually got in a horrible argument at the top of the restaurant on the top of the mountain. And then we got stuck in the gondola on the way down. And we all made up like 200 feet stuck in a gondola and realizing kind of like, why are we fighting when
life
we could all
short,
be dead?
You could die in a gondola.
Yeah. And it was just like an amazing bonding guys trip that, you know, hopefully one day I'll bring my wife to the hotel, you know, and go down on her while she's on the rag, you know, something like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. I was going to make a young joke, but I couldn't come up with one in time.
You're getting old.
Yeah, that's true. I know. I don't need to worry about you being turned on by my tits because they're just, you know, they're decades older than you and B. be into.
True.
So, Noah, what is your best hotel top
We're
one?
We're going out of order, though.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, my God. You're right, Andrew. I don't know what I'm doing, and I called you on that before, and that's not okay. I was saving mine to last because I wanted to say that I already referenced it, but last night, Kirsten making the shapes on the wall at the Nest in Tulum was the most fun I've ever had at a hotel, and I'm just going to play the recording right now and see if it translates because I can't help it. This is...
It looks like two snarky alligators.
Okay. So she's just making different shapes. Now, this is the one that made me laugh so hard because it was like a blob that was farting. She was like, oh, it just looks like an amoeba that's just like... and it like, you got to see the shape, but it's just the sound that she makes that makes me laugh so hard.
What is it? Oh,
I thought she was doing a chicken.
It does kind of look like a turkey. I mean, not really.
And when she so it looked like just a hand that was just like almost like a squid, and she was like, "It looks like an amoeba." She goes, and then it farts at the end, and it was. That was the beginning of me laughing so hard I couldn't even film. So
I mean,
that was my
favorite
moment.
Better than sharing a bed with a best friend that you don't see for a long time? Like,
and Kirsten and I have shared so many beds together through the years of just talking. She was my first kiss. She was the first person to see my vagina. She was the first person to like touch my vagina, I think, like because she had to prove to me that I had a hole for a tampon to go in because I just thought I didn't have one. And she's just like my best, like, last night we were showering before bed because we were like sandy and stinky and we wanted to get in the clean sheets and be clean. And I was like, she was taking too long. I was like, can I just get in the shower with you? And I was like, that's too much. Like, I got to put up like, but we would have done that. It was just so much fun. And this trip in general at the Nest in Tulum, I think it's going to be my best hotel experience because it's, I have to work through expectations. And I'm honestly going to probably have like some spiritual great experience here being in nature. Noah.
Okay, so both of you had stories about friends in hotel, and mine is like just me alone in a hotel room. I was in Dallas, and I stayed at the Omni Hotel, and it had just opened that year, so like the room was so clean and like modern, and the bathroom had a TV in the mirror, and I was like, this is the most luxurious thing, and I didn't have to pay for it because it was on a work trip. And I just felt like, wow, this is like luxury. This is what the other half lives like.
Yes, that is definitely like when I think of best hotel experiences, it's just like you feel rich. That's why I was disappointed in this place is because I go, why would someone pay an amount of money that only a rich person could have to live like you're poor?
Yeah, people do that.
And it's not like
that.
You're living like you're...
People do
but people
that.
People do that.
Yeah, they pay
and that's what
extra.
They do here.
It's got to be shitty, but like classy shitty. I don't understand.
Yeah, this
hard
place
to explain.
Is like beautiful and designed minimalistly. Like, this is a place that someone would go to have like a yoga retreat or meditation retreat. It's very minimal and very nice. Like, the linens are incredible. The every little thing that they've considered is perfectly handcrafted and picked out. But I just want... I want a magnifying mirror in the shower or like in the bathroom. I want like a little sewing kit that I'm not going to use. Like, I want those things that make me feel like, oh, this is how the other half lives.
I guess just compare it to Augusta. Just think about like you could be in Augusta, Georgia right now outside
of
Wendy's.
Oh my God, I
know. So it's like.
And you wish you were because that's where the golf thing is, right?
That is the golf. Yeah, the Masters is
there.
I go,
why would anyone go to Augusta? And they're like, oh, all they do here is that one like racist kind of golf tournament.
Yeah, and then I watch on my phone while Brenna gets mad.
Brenna tells you she loves you. It's like, yeah, actually, we have said I love you, but Brenna said it, and I've just been distracted by.
No, I said I love you back to a putter.
All right, final thought, Andrew. What's your weekend looking like? When are you headed back to St. Louis?
I'm going back Wednesday. Today, I'm going to IKEA to pick up things for Brenna to put together a drawer. So that if that's not love, I don't know what is. And it's 45 minutes away. So, but that's going to be my day today, and I'm here for her.
That's really nice. I can't wait to hear when you finally say I love you. And it's probably not going to be after putting together something from IKEA. So I'm going to push that projection to later. We have a great day.
You have
day.
like scheduled stuff.
Plans?
Yeah, like horseback
riding. No, we kind
of,
today or... I set some intentions after breakfast. We had a really great breakfast where I went around the table and told all my favorite stories about each person, and it was really fun. And it was like, Noah brought that game, that Esther Perel game. Where should we begin? That's going to get us to tell fun stories. We played this game called that is from Barstool Sports. It's called like Questions from the Internet or something.
Yeah,
you know that game.
Yeah, yeah.
So last time I was in Cabo on a girls trip, I brought this game that I had just done a Barstool Sports interview. I'd done KFC Radio, and they were like, "Here's this game." And it's just like, would you rather questions, but they don't think that women will ever play it because it's all like, would you rather like make a cock-a-doodle-doo sound every time you jizz or have to go to a feminist rally? And it's like just all this, like, it's the curse game ever. And the card today that I pulled.
Oh yeah.
At
breakfast,
we were laughing
question.
So hard. What was it? It was the what was the first part though? It was something so stupid. It was like, oh, would you rather, it was something about, would you rather, wait, hold on, would you rather never, or it was some dumb,
it's always
would
like,
you
yeah.
rather, oh, a flock of geese show up, oh, wait, it was one of these cards, hold on, let me find it, because it was
like,
truly,
would you
I was
rather
like,
have dick for teeth, or teeth for a dick, and it's like,
yes,
okay, what, and like, yeah, because they try to be shocking, but we don't get shocked by anything. So it's like, yeah, yeah, I'd rather fuck my mom on top of a Ferrari. Is that what you want from me? Like,
but this is the kiss one ever, and I'm going to leave you guys on this one. Okay. Okay. Would you? But you guys say it like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I fucking hate. And they have a little statistic at the bottom that says Barstool sports readers would say blah, blah, blah. Okay. It's called Answer the Internet. Questions as fucked up as you are.
Whoa.
And by the way, I love KFC Radio. And when I did send Kevin Clancy a video of us making fun of this game and doing, would you rather? He was like, I feel like you guys are making fun of it. And I go, yeah, would anyone not? This is terrible. So this is the would you rather.
I love how that story went. I thought he was going to be like, oh, and I thought, and Kevin was cool about it. He's like,
no, he was like, why are you making fun of it? And I was like, why aren't you? This is so dumb.
That's so much
okay,
funny.
So this is Barstool Sports. Answer the internet. Okay, would you rather A, have to piss sitting down for the rest of your life?
Whoa.
Or B, go vegan? And guess what? 97% of Barstool readers chose A.
Of course they did.
Because you love meat. Well, and by the way, women can't play this game because we do pee sitting down. And
also,
it's just like it honestly doesn't even say this is only for men. They just don't even consider that women would want a fun card game or like play this game.
Also, every guy vegan doesn't even have a dick to pee out of because they don't eat fucking raw elk.
Yes.
Fucking pussies.
Okay, here's another one. If you could fuck any girl you want for the rest of your life, but you can only ever watch women's sports, would you do it? I mean, this is even better than the vegan one. Oh, my God. 51% of Barstool readers said, no way. Kuh. You guys, don't be kuh out there. I hope you enjoyed
By
that.
By the way, I
Send
could do
your,
this for an hour. I would love to. I like this
That's
game.
All we did.
I
That's
could do
all,
it for an
it's
hour.
It's the most fun
yeah,
game
yeah.
to make up. Would you rather? Would you rather have to give a hug to Gloria Steinem or tell your mom that she means a lot to you? It's just like the like. Would you rather change a duvet cover like a little girl, or eat a drink coconut milk? And it's just like,
All
right, guys, we gotta go. Send in your would you rather's on the voicemail. We will laugh so hard if you come up with would you rather's. Love you so much. We'll see you tomorrow from Tulum and Chicago, respectively. Not really respectively. I don't respect it. And, yeah.
Whoa, going
no,
hard.
I respect everything. Not everything. Yeah, truly don't respect everything.
That's not true. Augusta. But,
not at all. Augusta, don't respect it.
All right.
Love you. See you tomorrow, besties. Don't be cut, all the swells, and
jackfruit.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.